The Warwick City Finance Committee is now open. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on October 17th?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Now we move on to PCR 129-22. The bid package, bid number one is bid 2022-082, State of Rhode Island Public Safety Communications Equipment. Good evening, Chief. Please identify your full name and department.
Assistant Chief Jason Umbenhauer from the Fire Department. Fire Department is requesting a 612 alteration of contract for bid 2022-082, Motorola Public Safety Communications Equipment. Request is to increase the spending authority to Motorola Solutions by an additional $793,797.55 with no change in the effective dates. In August of this year, the Fire Department was awarded an $817,000 federal assistance grant to replace all the Fire Department's mobile and portable radios. Department is requesting to add additional spending authority to our contract already in place with Motorola Solutions, who's the sole provider of new Motorola public safety equipment to the state of Rhode Island. The funds from this request will be expended from the budget account 368-0403, which is the FEMA AFG grant account.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions for members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Chief, thank you. The radios that you're getting, are there other infrastructure spends or any other changes that you have to make in order to accommodate these, or are these the same technology?
Yeah, later on in the big package, you also see an increase to cyber communications. They're the people who program and install those Motorola radios. So this is the one part of it. This is just $24,000 shy of the total award. That almost exclusively go to Motorola. We use exclusive Motorola equipment. And then later on, I'll ask for another $24,000 to do the installs and the programming of those radios.
Okay, got it. And so is this radios and other transmission devices, or is it just radios?
It's mostly portable radios, mobile radios. We're getting four digital vehicle repeaters, so basically a mobile repeating system for the radio. Some charging units, and a piece of software which integrates in with our air packs and allows us to GPS locate firefighters within a building as part of the package.
Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hi, Chief.
Good evening.
Chief, I'm trying to, excuse me, come up with some math here, and I guess I'm going to need your help with it.
Okay.
So you say that you're requesting an additional $793,797 and change to bring the award to $954,465. So the the previous contract award from 1/1/22 to 12/31/23 was $110,668, correct?
It was an increase of $110,668. So the original bid was for $50,000. And when we got last year's federal grant, we increased that by $110,668, which brought the total new award to $160,668. And then this on top of that brings it to the 954.
Okay, that answers the question. I was exactly 50,000 difference from what you had here. So now I'm clear on that.
Yes. This is our second amendment to this contract.
It says in here, well, first of all, you have to, the city's going to come up with $74,345 of this too, right?
That's correct. It's a 10% match.
Okay. It says in here, before you request and receive any of the federal funds awarded to you, you must establish acceptance of the award through the FEMA grants outcomes, FEMA GO system. By accepting this award, you acknowledge that the terms of the following documents, et cetera, et cetera. Has that been completed?
Yes, it has.
Okay. That's all I have, Chairman. Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions for members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Bid 2023-236, purchase various police vehicles. Good evening, Major. Please identify your full title, name, and department.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan, Warwick Police Department.
Thank you.
The police department is requesting a 56-6 exception to bid for the purchase of 4 unmarked police vehicles. If approved, the vehicles would be purchased from Colonial Municipal Group, also known as CMG, under the Greater Boston Police Council Cooperative Bid. The total cost for the 4 vehicles is $118,166.60. The itemized list for the 4 vehicles are two 2022 Ford Edge SE all-wheel drive vehicles, one Ford Escape S all-wheel drive, and one 2022 Chevy Malibu sedan. By utilizing the 56-6 exception to bid, we will be able to take immediate delivery of these civilian model vehicles. The purchase of these 4 vehicles would be part of the fiscal year 23 vehicle purchase plan. The 4 vehicles will be directly assigned to the Detective Division and will help update their older fleet of vehicles. If approved, the purchase would be made utilizing ARPA funds budget code 510-0400.
Thank you, Major. So these are vehicles are not used. They're just layovers from the 2022 year.
Yes, these vehicles are, again, supply chain attractive, if you will.
Yep.
They're sitting and waiting and have been put aside pending this approval.
And I can tell you that the price, well, my personal opinion, the price is a decency, and that I just helped one of my relatives do a little bit of car shopping, and this seems to be 2019, 2020 prices, not 2022 current market, if you will.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Question from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Bid 2023-235, purchase and install walk-in cooler at Pilgrim Senior Center. Good evening, Christy. Please identify your name, title, and department.
Good evening. Christy Moretti, Business Manager, Public Works.
Thank you.
First off, I would like to amend this request.
May I have a PCR? The bid 2023-235 is now assigned PCR 132-22. And what would you like to amend?
I would like to amend request to amend the dollar amount from $50,000 to $50,744.45. So it's an increase of $744.45.
Thank you.
And just for the explanation, so the quote that's included in your bid package is dated August 24th. I requested a new quote. We finally got funding secured through the state. Senior Services is got grant funding for this in the amount of $50,000. I asked for a new quote, which I received on October 20th. It was too late for it to be included in this package, but the new quote for the cooler is now $50,744.45. And that extra additional funding will not come from the 47,799. It will come from 66,331.
66,331?
Yes.
And what is that? What account is that, please?
That is building maintenance. In the building maintenance division.
Thank you. So just for questions, not this is not a motion. We are looking, so the $50,000 is being coming from account 47,799.
Correct.
The additional $744.45 is coming from account 66,331.
Yes.
Under building maintenance. Thank you. Okay. I think we all caught up. And if there any other questions come up in the questions, but go ahead with your discussion. Thank you, Christy.
So Public Works is requesting to piggyback the state bid with GKT Refrigeration to purchase and have this new walk-in cooler installed at the senior center. The one that they have currently is failing. We managed to get it to limp along right now, but there's a violation from the Department of Health because the flooring is running out. So our next direction is to replace it.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? And I will understand, seeing that we just made a minor amendment. Any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisore.
Thank you. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Christy, what's the age of that cooler?
I believe that cooler is original to the building. I'm not entirely sure. We've repaired it multiple times over the years, but it's beyond repair at this point.
Then what's the age of the building then?
I'd have to get back to you on that. I'm not entirely sure.
And this talks about it failed an inspection from the Department of Health.
Actually,
because of its extremely poor condition. When was that inspection?
Just bear with me 1 second. I do have a little bit of information, I believe. I may have left it on my desk. The inspection was done at the end of June. They give 90 days to correct the violation, which obviously for us to correct any violations on this unit, we need to replace it.
So the inspection was, you said the end of June,
yes.
And we have 90 days to complete it.
Then yes.
You said, well, I didn't hear what you said after that.
The unit itself is not repairable. So our corrective measure is we need to replace it.
So we're going into the fourth month now. So what does that mean as far as the Department of Health is concerned?
The Department of Health has not yet been back to inspect the unit again. However, we do have... we keep in contact with them. You know, this is our process. They're not going to continue to violate us. We know we have a violation. We're taking steps to correct it. It's just a process. The state goes through the same type of process with when they do this, you know, something like this. So I thought I had brought the violation with me, but I didn't. I apologize.
So when was this refrigerator, when was this inspected prior to the end of June?
That I don't know.
How often is it required to be inspected?
I honestly don't know those kinds of details about this. It's not something that we only get the notified when there's an issue that needs to be corrected, not if there's no issue. So I don't know how often it gets inspected.
Who does know? I mean, there's requirements. The Department of Health has very strict requirements for these type of things. This is no different than a restaurant. And there's certain inspections that are required in certain times. So who does know that?
The senior center, I believe, has records on their cooler.
They have the records of it?
I would imagine so. They're not held in my office.
Has this cooler been used since the end of June?
Yes. It's maintaining temperature.
It's what?
It's maintaining temperature right now, but there are, like I said, I didn't bring the violation with me. I thought I had included it in my package, but I didn't. I can share that with you if you'd like it, but it doesn't negate the fact that we have to do this.
I understand that. I'm trying to get to the reasons for these things that are occurring. So what were What was the position of the Department of Health when they failed this unit? You said it's in extremely poor condition. And it was failed. It failed an inspection by the Department of Health. What was the instructions from the Department of Health? Did they authorize this center to continue using this cooler? Or did they say, shut it down, you can't use it?
They did not say, shut it down, you can't use it. They issued a violation with 90 days to have it corrected. Unfortunately, with our processes, it's a little bit more difficult for us to correct something like that in 90 days for $50,000. So we are at this point where now we are asking permission from the council to purchase this cooler to rectify the problem at the senior center.
And why couldn't you come here sooner? Why couldn't you come here in the
We didn't have any funding in place. We had no funding source for this. They just acquired the grant.
If you would be so kind as to send me a copy of that violation and the inspection reports of that cooler, whoever has them, I'd be interested in seeing that.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's an okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Questions for members of the public? Thank you, Chrissy. We are at the part of the finance docket where I will call on and give members of... Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Correction. We're going to take a vote and an action on this since it was amended. So I'm going to read officially into the record the request. I make motion favorable action as amended or amended PCR. The amendment is increasing the amount from $50,000 to $50,744.45. The $50,000 will still come out of account 47799, and the amount of $744.45 will come out of account 66-331 building maintenance. The amendment is to increase the total amount, $744.45. May I have a motion?
So move.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve as amended?
Move favorable action as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you. No worries. Now we are at the part where we will look at the finance docket, and I invite members of the committee, the council, and the public to identify any item they wish to pull for discussion that will be discussed within these chambers. Is there any item that members of the committee would like to discuss? Thank you. Mr. President, are there any items? Thank you. Are there any items that members of the council would like to discuss? Councilman Lattisor.
I would like to discuss item number 4, 2023-204, found on page 35. Item 2023-188, item number 5, found on page 38. And item number 7, 2022-096, found on page 47.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you.
Are there any other items on the bid package that members of the council would like to discuss? Are there any items on the bid package members of the public would like to discuss? Items on the bid package members of the public would like to discuss? Thank you. Hearing none, we'll move on. So per request of Councilman Lattiser, Ward 5, we will discuss first bid 2023-204, Harley-Davidson FLHTP Electric Glide, found on page 35. Good evening, Major.
Good evening.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. Hello, Major.
Good evening.
Major, I seem to recall not that long ago approving monies for the for various motorcycles. Could you just refresh my memory on that?
Yes, sir. That was approximately this time last year. We bought two used motorcycles. They were 2018 model year from Seacoast in New Hampshire. That was two new motorcycles that time. Since then, we've had one that's been totaled. Not necessarily one of those two, but one in our motorcycle fleet that's been totaled.
First question, hopefully the officer was not hurt in that total hike.
Thankfully, no, he wasn't.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was pots we had approved at one point or a couple of new bikes. So the insurance proceeds that you're referring to in here for $19,717, is that the insurance proceeds from that motorcycle that was totaled?
Yes, sir. That's representative of that one from May of this calendar year.
And how do we acquire those insurance proceeds?
I'm sorry?
How are we going to get those insurance proceeds?
As far as I'm aware, we already have them. The accident was in May.
We already have them?
Yes. Okay. So it's been pre-approved through finance for the insurance proceeds.
Okay. And those proceeds are in currently in budget code 76358?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all I have on that one, Chairman. Thank you. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Nope. Thank you. Next on the agenda is, or on the bid package, is 2023-188, police breast hat, badges, insignia, nameplates, and mounting bands. This is found on page 38, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. Major, on first of all, these new badges that you're looking to acquire, when do you need them?
We need them anytime there's an officer is promoted, anytime an officer is hired, or in the rare occasion, anytime a badge is lost or stolen or damaged in some way. That officer would need a replacement.
Is that, I mean, a lost badge, that certainly can happen at any time. But as far as a promotion or a new hire, is that anything that you're expecting to occur in the next month or two?
We do have three tests that are ongoing right now, promotional exams, with numerous vacancies that will require badges being issued to the new promoted officers. And then we do have in December, we have candidates graduating the Municipal Police Academy that will require more too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that will be under this current bid, not the new bid.
What is the badge that you would be needing the most in the next few months?
It's hard to quantify. The most standard one would be officer for new hires. Beyond that, each promotional rank is different, and it's really a scattered list of designations, if you will. They're not any one. Could be sergeant, could be captain, could be lieutenant, detective.
So you state here that this company, V&V Manufacturing, which was the overall low bidder, they did not conform to the bid specifications, and the police department has had bad experiences in the past when using manufacturers of like quality badges. Do you have, because we don't have, at least that I've seen in here, a copy of the specifications. What is the difference between a like quality badge and the badges that you specified?
Dramatic difference, sir. I personally had the experience of having a captain badge at my last rank, and the best way to describe it was off yellow. It was supposed to be gold. It was horrible quality. It's very noticeable and just inferior quality. And these are manufactured by these companies as opposed to being an authorized reseller of Blackington.
I would assume that the badge comes with a warranty. If the gold turns green, I would assume it's under warranty and would be replaced.
But they look so off.
They what, please?
They look so off quality from what all the officers currently have that it stands out. These badges, when I tell you that they're just not, you notice a difference. They're not even close.
This bad experience that you're speaking to in your position paper in the past, was this with V&V Manufacturing or with another manufacturer?
I don't know if that what manufacturer. I don't believe we used V&V before. The bid specs do require one of three brands, which is Blackington or Smith & Warren. I'm sorry, two brands, Smith & Warren or Blackington. And I did confirm with them through email that they do not resell those. They make their own similar badges.
I saw that email. It says, I'm reviewing bid and just confirming V&V is a manufacturer of like quality items and not a reseller of genuine Smith & Warren, Blackington, or Reeves Manufacturing. Had you also consulted with Central Equipment to see if they were using one of those three manufacturers?
Yes, right in the sheet they send back with their prices, it does list the exact model number, which is proprietary to Blackington. It's on the sheet that they provide.
Okay, that VHB B587?
Yes, that's a specific to Blackington.
Okay, that's proprietary to Blackington.
Yes, and that, okay, that was, again, listed in the bid specs.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Major. That's all I have on that one.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Bid 2022-096, Radio Communications Equipment Service Repairs and Replacement. This is found on page 47. Councilman Lattisor requested it. Good evening, Chief. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Chief.
Hello.
So,
I'm sorry, Chief. I'm sorry, Councilman. Could you please identify yourself, title, and department? It's a new department. I apologize.
Assistant Chief Umbenhauer, Warwick Fire Department.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you. So, how does this particular item, which is asking for an additional $24,000, and this request, if approved, will increase the total award to $72,000. How does that dovetail in with your first bid of 2022-082? It has the same language in the position paper. The fire department is requesting 612 authorization, et cetera, et cetera. You get a different bid number. And you're asking to increase that by $24,000 to a total of $72,000. So what's the difference between these two?
So the first, the way that Motorola works, Motorola Public Safety Radios are sold exclusively by Motorola Solutions, and that's what I came up earlier with. But the programming specific to the state of Rhode Island communication system, which is the network we're on, and the installation of those radios into the vehicles and into where they belong is done by Cybercom, which is a Warwick provider. So Motorola doesn't install and program and initialize the radios. They just sell the hardware, and this vendor would take that hardware and install them into the vehicles. So this is the remainder of the grant award that we requested earlier. This is the $24,000. That brings it up to the total of the grant award.
In the FEMA grant?
Correct.
So and that's so that this one is coming out of the same budget account as...
Correct. It would come out of the same budget account, but we already have a contract with Cybercom for our day-to-day mm-hmm. radio use. So they're actually the only Rhode Island service provider for Motorola radios on the Rhode Island network.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions from members of the committee? Further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion on PCR 129-22?
Second.
I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on October 17th?
So moved.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. PCR 130-22, resolution relative to abatements. Good evening. If you could please identify yourself, name, and department.
Neil Dupuy, tax assessor.
Thank you so much, Neil. Go ahead.
This month, we have abatements for you in the amount of $25,462.05. You will notice the format is a little bit different. We did upgrade the Munis software, so the report is a little bit different in format, but contains all the basic information, probably a little more clarity in terms of exactly what's being abated. But if you have any questions, I will answer them.
Councilman Gebhardt.
Thanks, Director. Just this, the first one, 2428392 Inc., it says tangible over assessed. Can you just explain what that
certainly means? So this is FYE over at the Warwick Mall, and initially they hadn't filed their declaration. Annually they have to file with the city what they declare their property to be worth. And in this case it didn't happen, so my tangible appraiser had estimated it. After they filed the appeal, we did get the subsequent report. We went out and did an inspection, and this is the result.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hello, Director. How are you?
Very good. About yourself?
Good. Thank you. You just struck a note with me when you said you've or someone has made changes and updates to the Munis report. Could you send me tomorrow a copy of the Munis report to date, please?
Can you clarify? I'm not sure what you're looking for.
The entire copy of the Munis report. You were just saying that there's been some changes and updates made to it.
The city went through a whole system upgrade and conversion. So okay. The reports that are available in the current version are a little bit different from the ones that we had available in the past.
Okay.
So it's not any different data. It's just the format of the report is slightly different from what it was.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions for members of the council? Questions on PCR 130-22 from questions for members of the public. May I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. PCR 117-22, a resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals on the American Rescue Plan Act community projects. Council President McAllister.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman,
Good evening, sir.
Thank you. So this is the first proposal for these community projects. The city council in the last budget appropriated $1.8 million of American Rescue Plan Act funds for ward projects. This will be a standing agenda item once a month for the city council. So if members of the community do not see the projects that they are looking for proposals on this agenda, it could be coming in future agendas. Please just reach out to your individual council person. This evening, what is before us is the first step in this project, in this process. So any items that we are going, the city of Warwick is going to purchase, it needs to go out to bid. So this is the first step in that, where we are going to, if this were to pass, it directs the director of public works and the purchasing agent to develop and issue requests for proposals regarding these following community projects. So this is the first step in that. We are going to request that the departments go out to bid on these particular projects. Then the bids will come back. Then they will come before the council again with numbers attached to them. Here are the bids, and then the council will vote on those individually. So this is the first process of that. Again, this is going to be a standing item on the agenda moving forward. And this evening, I have two for Ward 7 while I have the mic. One is to install and purchase and install welcome signs and landmark place cards across Ward 7, especially Appanock Village, about the history of the village. There's a lot of historical buildings, historical sites around, and we're looking to identify those with some nice signage. And a second is a request for my friends from the Appanock Baseball Complex, which is to repair this sprinkler system, install a new shed, and purchase infield draggers and screen mats. And I know the league is here this evening. When it comes to public comment, they may want to speak on that. So those are the two requests from Ward 7. Again, this is just to get them out to start the process, to put them out to bid, and then they will come back to us again. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I think you set a good precedence right there. With the permission, just for knowledge within the public, I will briefly run down the identifiers, the bullet points of each ward, the requests made using this ARPA funds for community development. Ward 1, Bishop Park, new playground equipment and benches. Ward 3, sand pond stabilization of access path and beach, and repairs the stairs slope on southeast side of path and Terrence. Ward 3, Sandy Lane, installation of heightened visual crossing paths at the Warwick Public Library, Cooper Building, Sandy Lane Apartments, and Thayer Arena. Ward 4, Hoxie School, resurfacing the basketball court, as well as Ward 4, Connecticut Point, purchase installation of an octagonal gazebo pavilion, a 30-foot in diameter. Ward 5, Del Judas Park, purchase and installation of playground, swing set, landscape, and ADA compliant, and replacement of park benches. Ward 5, main channel installation of two park benches. Ward 6, City Park, revamp the dog park. Ward 6, City Park, install benches in all softball dugouts. Ward 7, you already read Ward 7. I'm going to skip over that, Mr. President. Ward 8, Pontiac Park, purchase and install black ionized deluxe IH series 25-foot flagpole shoe base and anchor bolt 5 inches. Ward 9, Robert Avenue, install a boat launch. And then finally from Ward 9, Sleepy Hollow Farms, install tennis courts. These are the identified projects from working with the application process and individual city council members. I will open conversation and questions up to the members of the committee. Councilman Gebhardt.
I just wanted to clarify on the two that are under Ward 9. I will work with purchasing and DPW to clarify the scope, but on at Robert Ave, there's already a boat launch The request is on some repairs to it. And the same on Sleepy Hollow Farms. There are already tennis courts there. It's really repairs is the nature of the ask here. But as we get into the details with the departments, I'll make sure that that's clear.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. So I just want to clarify something. It's my understanding that this is sort of like our first bite at the apple on this, right? excuse me, because I have a whole list of items mm-hmm. that, you know, may qualify or not qualify. But right now, I believe we're just kind of limiting it to two or three items.
Yes, Chairman. Yes, Councilman, that is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments from members of the council? Thank you. Any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Pertaining to PCR 117-22? Thank you. Excellent. Come on up.
Good evening. My name is Jim Tweed. I'm the current president of the Apanog Babe Ruth Baseball League, an outgoing president, as we have our two new presidents for the next season joining us as well as our vice president. This pertains to the fields right behind City Hall. We have three fields on this complex, and we are really in need of some additional support in terms of maintenance. We have some damage to our sprinkler system to maintain the irrigation. We also have some need of additional equipment, including a shed, which has been rotted and deferred maintenance. The cost of maintaining it would actually be more than replacing it, based on the estimates we have. And then finally, as you might imagine, to maintain the infield as well as the grassy areas, we need updates to our equipment in terms of field draggers and screens to make sure the playing surface is safe for all of our players. So I'm here, to advocate on behalf of the league. We have 300-plus children from the ages of 4 to 12 who annually participate in the baseball league. We've been growing, and we're excited about the future of the league, as really this has become the nucleus of recreational activity in the city of Warwick. Certainly, we're also one of the few leagues in the area right behind City Hall. So,
thank you so much. Thank you. Are there any other questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion? I apologize. Go ahead. Please identify yourself.
I'm Judy Cobden. I'm up here as a resident of Warwick. I just have a question. What are you going to do to the dog park?
Correction. I'm sorry. Ask again.
One of the item numbers that came up was for the dog park in City Park in Buttonwoods.
If Councilwoman, would you like to answer? Or would you like me to read verbatim?
I'm just curious. I'm an avid user of that dog park.
It says revamp. So it looks like the councilwoman is advocating to have that dog park, knowing how much it's utilized. Councilwoman, I'll let you speak for yourself.
Yes, I've got a lot of people that called. And first of all, I had it already down to do the dog park. Great. I've been trying to do the dog park with the last three mayors, telling them that maybe Public Works could divide the field in half and work on one field and do it all over and let the dogs go here. And then when it's fixed, then we do opposite. And no one seemed to do it. So when this came up, this was the first thing that hit that pad that we're going to address the dog park. And we didn't get all the numbers. Some of the numbers that the constituents gave were way off. They're talking about mulch. And mulch is like $38 a yard. And we had over 50 yards just for the dog park. And I don't think that's going to cover the whole dog park. But there were a lot of they wanted some things that we could do in the house, trim the trees, fix the gate, the fence.
Yes.
But they wanted some benches because they got those chairs there. They're disgusting. So there was a list. But right now, we didn't give them a whole list. We just told them that's the project. And we're going to add on to that list. So it's going to be a top-notch dog park again. So we're working on it. We don't have anything in black or white yet.
I'll just make a suggestion. Definitely don't put mulch in there. That's not going to solve the problem. The problem is that it's all sand, and if we could somehow put
They're going to do plantings.
We need to put grass down.
Yep, they're going to put grass down. They also talk about shade on the other side because there's no trees over there. Somebody even suggested a little like, not a shed, but some kind of cover also. If it was raining, they could go under that, you know. So there was a lot of suggestions, and we're going to work on it. But we're going to make sure we're going to see how much money we're going to be using.
I would aim, if you're going to spend money, on putting grass down.
Yes, and
fixing,
definitely.
And fixing the gate. The rest of it are like extras.
Yeah.
But if we could have grass, it would make
a
huge difference.
Yeah, because it's hard for seniors to walk on that sand.
I track it. We all, our dogs and their humans track it into their cars, into the house, onto the furniture. And I don't know if you've ever taken a drive out to the South Kingston Dog Park. That was done with volunteers raising money, and it is absolutely beautiful. And what they do is once a week from a certain time, I think it's on Wednesday, they close it for a few hours to maintain it. But I would definitely not waste funds on anything. But first thing first is put grass down.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. If you ever want to talk about it, I'm here.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other further comments on PCR 117-22 authorizing the city to look into doing these projects? Yes.
Good evening, Council Chair. Yes. So was,
please identify your name.
Michelle Comar. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ward 1. What was the cap for each council person to work within to find a project?
There are 9 wards. It's $1.8 million.
So that's 200 per council person. Okay. Through the chair, Councilman Foley's project, I'm not familiar with that location of that park. Number one. And number two question, so I can save you a little time, is the $200,000 needed in total, or do you have some left over for another project?
Councilman?
$200,000 is total for the ward. Mm-hmm. This the process is, this is going to go to DPW. They're going to get us a list of what to do, what is listed there, what will it cost. I've already reached out to the people who presented this and said, I want a priority list, because if we can't do everything, I don't want to decide what's number one. You tell me. And then, depending on how many submissions we get, we'll allocate accordingly. Where Bishop Park is, the best way I can describe it, mm-hmm. if you think of Ward 1, you have Fair Street, Atlantic, the Parkway, and Warwick Avenue. Bishop Park's almost dead center there. Mm-hmm. So it's used amazingly by the people in that part of the ward. And I'm being very polite. It's sad what the playground is right now. It's lack of equipment. It's well kept. The people use it abundantly, but it needs some additions to it.
Okay.
So that's what we're looking at. But that's the best way to describe the location.
Got it. Thank you. And do you envision the whole 200,000 needed for that park, or we have left?
I have no idea yet. The process is, DPW will get back to us and say, based on what we've been asked, this is what we think will the cost be. But there's two costs, the cost for the equipment mm-hmm. and the cost for installation. Mm-hmm. So for those reasons, I'm sorry, I keep doing that. Yeah. All right. So the process is to come back and say, okay, we can buy X number piece of equipment, but it's also then going to cost Y to install those equipment. And our plan, I don't know about my colleagues, my plan is not to use all the funds in one project. I have a list that have come into us. This is the first one that we're starting the process with.
Okay, and will you be taking more recommendations? How are you reaching out to the public?
I have no... Your turn.
We've had an extensive application process that was posted on the website as well as posted in the paper. And there was also numerous outreach. I'll speak for me. There was outreach. I knew that there were projects from talking to constituents over the 6 years I've been in council that I knew that they wanted to get done. And so, you know, there's going to be a lot of these projects. Let me just clarify this, Ms. Comer. A lot of these projects are being this right here is for us to vote to say, OK, we want to look at doing these projects with this amount of money. And a lot, my two projects will be hybrid. I'm hoping my goal is to be hybrid. So between grant money, as well as the ARPA money on the city side, that's where, and then if there's any left over, we will then look further at the applications and see what we can do.
Thank you, Councilman.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you, Councilman, but I'm more interested in Ward 1 because that's where I live.
Well, what I...
I appreciate, you sound like you've got some good plans going, and if you're looking at grant money to supplement, because of course we want to get bang for the buck. But I'm a little concerned that there's only this one project for $200,000.
Well,
I don't know what else is behind it.
Ms. Comer, I want to make clear that there was an application, so there was outreach. I would encourage you to sit down with your council person and discuss that as far as each individual project. But this right here is purely just to start the process rolling so we can get these projects going. This is not the final all do all. This is the start the process. Councilman Foley.
Thank you. This is the only one that's on the docket tonight. There were at least a half dozen projects presented to me. This is the first one that I'm moving forward in the process. It's not the only one. It is not by any mere, the $200,000 is not earmarked for this. The triangle is what I call it. There's a playground and ball field there that has asked for funds. There in Patuxent Village, there was a project that asked for funds. I'm sitting down Monday night. I'm going to Asbury Boathouse for the Gatsby of people to talk to them. So I've been out there. I've been knocking on doors. And if I may, Councilman McAllister, Council President McAllister was with me, I believe, the night we talked to constituents about Bishop Park. I was knocking on doors. So I've been out there asking, and like you said, it's been advertised in the paper, it's been on the city website, and you can, is it still up and alive? Yeah, still up and alive. Go jump on the city website and apply, because we get all the applicants and all the recommendation or suggestions, and then we look at them and move them forward. I reach out, and my liaison reach out and ask for more information if we need it, to clarify it a little bit, and then we bring it forward. This is just the first one that's being brought forward.
Okay. Thank you. I'm here to make a suggestion, because I've been going to council meetings and harbor management plan meetings and other commission meetings. We've lost facilities in the city over time, and specifically our harbor management plan. And one update, they just said, we just don't have money, so we're just deleting these access ways, parking areas, boat ramps, or whatever. So I was hoping that, yeah, it's great to reach out to the general public. They're going to be focused in on their specific locale and what they utilize. But for the general good of the public, I would check, making this suggestion with the Harbor Management Commission and what facilities they've recently closed in the last 10 years or so. That just need a little help and they never got it. Also, maybe the Wildlife Conservation Commission, maybe the Land Trust, because I like to see money that reaches out. I know this is designated by ward, but I really would hope that it gets out to the greater public and not just one neighborhood group. And we've got legislation on the docket tonight about public rights of way. Just falls in sync with that. We're losing things quickly. They're disappearing, and because we don't have money to maintain them. So please reach out to those commissions. They may have some good insight for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Gephardt, did you have a...
I was just going to, Ms. Comer, before you step away, I was just going to let you know, I did just send you by email a link to the form online, if you wanted to add anything.
Thank you. Are there any other questions, comments from members of the council?
Question, comments from members of the public. Question, comments from members of the public. Hearing none, may I have a motion?
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Councilman.
Yes, thank you. If you would indulge, given the situation with this walk-in cooler at Pilgrim, there's a couple of concerns that I still have, and I would like to know if we could ask, if I could ask a couple more questions now, or
on which one? I'm so sorry, Councilman.
That's okay. On item 3, 2023-235, now PCR 132-22.
Oh, it has a PCR.
It does.
Yes, it does, sir. It does. So
no, it does. What I'm asking is if I could ask another question or two now, or would you prefer everybody just waits around until it comes to the council floor so I can ask those pertinent questions?
Okay. So the recommendation is finish the agenda, and then if we need be, we can recall items, okay. Councilman. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
PCR 123-22. This is a long one. Bear with me. Resolution authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $56 million general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidences of indebtedness to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, landscaping, furnishing, and equipping of schools and school facilities throughout the city, to fund the capital improvement program for a fiscal year 2022 through 2026, subject to approval of state housing aid at a reimbursable rate or state share ration of not less than 35% at the time of issuance, and provided that the authorization shall be reduced by the amount of certain grants received from state bond proceeds from the State of Rhode Island Department of Education or from the State of Rhode Island School Building Authority. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I won't make you read that again. Thank you. This is authorizing the bond, the school bond from 2020. So I just want to make sure everyone understands where we're at. This has already been on the ballot. It's already been approved. And this is to continue the work that the school department has been doing over the summer. I know a number of projects have been completed. This is going to continue with this, but they need to come to us to get the release of these funds. So that's where we're at this time. Mr. Chairman, I believe we have the finance director for the city, and we also have the superintendent is here, and representatives of the school department as well, that can answer any questions that the members of the council or the public have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. And just for continuance purposes, I'm going to ask the speakers, any speakers that choose to speak on behalf of the city or the school department that are doing the presentation, to please speak from the podium to my right or your left, and so we can leave the front podium up for any questions through the chair. Reading this, is there a, Mr. Director, do you have something to state?
Well, you went through this with the $40 million that had passed in 2018. This is the next bond issue that was approved in 2020. I will say this, what was approved was $56 million. And the school department can talk, they have $36.7 million worth of projects to go. Ready to go, signing contracts, and Steve or Tim or the superintendent could talk about that starting in December, so they need this authorization. We're not about to issue the bonds. In fact, the way the housing aid formula works, you want to get near completion before you issue the bonds so that you get reimbursed on them. I will say that in the $40 million, they did three tranches. The council approved, I think, $6 million one time, $4 million another time, $24 million. From flexibility point of view, I'm more comfortable having the whole $56 million. We'll see what the actual prices are. I don't have any major objection if you amended it to limit it to what the projects they have, This gives us a little more flexibility. We'll probably be advancing from the general fund. We may even do bond anticipation notes until the market calms down. I can tell you that we sold $26 million in bonds in February. Remember, it was the day of the Russians invaded the Ukraine at 2.41%. I know the state sold bonds last week competitively at about 4.1%. So that's what's happened. And we'll see how the market plays out over the next year or so. So I've talked to the mayor, and I would prefer having the full authorization to see how. I don't think this is typically what's done in other communities. This council has been more restrictive than some other places. That's fine, either way. But right now, we're requesting $56 million. We probably issue around $36 million sometime in the next year, and then a year later, the remaining amount. So those are the only comments I have. And as you pointed out, this Warwick Public Schools are here in force.
Thank you, Director. Superintendent, is there someone you'd like to designate to speak on behalf of the projects? Thank you. So what I'll do is, if you don't mind standing ready or sitting ready, yep. What I'll do is I'll open it up to the committee and the council on any questions they may have. So just to verify, Mr. Schaefer, I apologize. I see you walking away. You said that you feel it would be beneficial to release the $56 million this evening.
I'm comfortable with it. I've had no suspicion that there's anything wrong. It gives us more flexibility. You know, everyone talks about prices going higher, and maybe Steve can give you comfort as to where we are on the pricing of these projects. But either way, I'm more comfortable with the $56 million. It gives us more flexibility, but I'm not going to fall on a sword if you want to amend it.
Sure. So, yeah. Well, I tell you, in the 2 years I've worked with you, I've come to truly trust and kind of even admire your knowledge, your in-depth research. So I'm going to entrust what you're saying, and because if there's someone who understands the flexibility and the ups and downs of the market as well as the municipalities. I'm looking at the man right now, so thank you. And I'll open it up. Members of the committee, are there any questions you have